This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Legitimacy of customers and Supreme Court gay rights cases raises ethical legal flags. A Christian graphic artist who the Supreme Court said can refuse to make wedding websites for gay couples pointed during her lawsuit to request that in Colorado, it lost the case last week, which has questioned whether or not there's any actual legal recourse after the Supreme Court ruling. It was served as another distraction at the end of a highly polarizing term for a Supreme Court marked by ethical questions about and contentious rulings along ideological lines that rejected affirmative action in higher education and President Joe Biden's administration. A look at the legal questions surrounding the mysterious would-be customer Field Stewart. About a month after the conservative legal group Alliance Defending Freedom filed the case in Colorado federal court in the year 2016. A year of fighting between Israel and Palestinians just escalated. The question is it an uprising? Airstrikes targeting Palestinian militants in the crowded residential area with armed bulldozers plowing through narrow streets. This is VOA News. A Texas man who disappeared as a teen has been found alive. His family and police say that he was walking his dogs in Houston. He has been identified as Rudolph Rudy Farias IV around 10 o'clock Thursday after getting a call of a person lying on the ground in front of a church in southeast Houston. That's according to the police spokesman John Cannon. It was not immediately known whether or not it was the actual man who had been identified as missing. Mexico's old ruling party fractured Monday, with four leading senators resigning amid internal disputes and the loss of the last major state the party governed. The Institutional Revolutionary Parties held the presidency in almost all state houses in Mexico without any interruption for 70 years. President Andrés Manuel López Obrador's Morena Party, which won the governorship of the last major PRI bastion in the state of Mexico last month, Morena has seized on the combination of handout programs and nationalism that the PRI once espoused and has largely replaced it. Civil rights group is now challenging legacy admissions at Harvard University, saying the practice discriminates against students of color by giving an unfair boost to the mostly white children of the alumni. The practice giving priority to the children of alumni has faced growing pushback in the wake of last week's Supreme Court decision ending affirmative action in higher education. The NAACP added its weight behind the effort on Monday, asking more than 1,500 colleges and universities to even the playing field in admissions, including by ending legacy admissions. Maternal deaths across the U.S. more than doubled over the course of the last two decades, and the tragedy unfolded unequally. Black mothers died at the nation's highest rates, while the largest increases in deaths were found in American Indian and Native Alaskan mothers in some states, and racial or ethnic groups within them fared worse than others. Findings were laid out in a new study published Monday in the Journal of American Medical Association. More than a year after 11-year-old Maya Zamora was airlifted out of Uvalde, Texas, where she was critically injured in the Robb Elementary School shooting that killed 19 children and two teachers, the family still reeling, knocks on the door and startles her. The family is skipping 4th of July celebrations to avoid booming fireworks. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.